At the Prescription Shop in Buffalo, you'll receive fast, friendly service from local people you know. They're a small business that takes pride in giving individual attention to each customer. The Prescription Shop will help check your list of medications for drug interactions, dosages, and make sure you get only the drugs you need at the best possible prices. Also, look in the gift department at the beautiful Montana Silversmith's jewelry for men and women. The Prescription Shop in Buffalo.
Good morning and welcome to Community Speaks on 1450 AM and 103.5 FM KBBS. Community Speaks is being brought to you by the Prescription Shop on Fort Street in Buffalo. And joining me on the line right now is Ada Kervin. Good morning, Ada.
Hi, Brady. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you doing this morning?
Great.
Excellent. Driving around this morning, didn't have too much trouble. The roads are a little slick out there today.
A little icy this morning after that pretty heavy snowstorm. I got to drive in that last night. It was a big one.
Well, glad
for
you.
Time.
Yeah, no kidding. Glad you made it safely. We're going to talk a little bit about today. A couple of different things. First, there's an MRI project going on with Sheridan Memorial Hospital. Just kind of fill us in a little bit on what exactly the MRI project is.
Okay, well, I'm the director of donor relations, so I work with philanthropy for Sheridan Memorial Hospital, and I've been here for a number of years, like 20. And last fall, we were approached by the Sheridan Memorial Hospital trustees to see if the foundation board and foundation would be interested in helping the hospital to acquire new MRI equipment, and we were really pleased to be a part of this project and take that on. And so right now we're what the hospital would like to do is replace some equipment that's 12 years old and really has outlived its life, and we would like to ensure that we have this new technology and equipment for our community and for those who need services.
Yeah, it's always nice to have the most up-to-date and best equipment out there. And you mentioned, you know, you've had equipment for 12 years, and I would imagine that even after a handful of years anymore with the way technology goes, they've always got new equipment and new stuff they're coming out with.
I think you're right, Brady, and we talked about that the other day. Just, you know, I think you can relate to it when you think about your phone, maybe. If you had the same phone you had 12 years ago, it might not be doing all the things that you need to do with it. And so with this MRI, we're hoping to increase the use here in Sheridan and make it more available for people who might be currently leaving the area for this type of X-ray or this type of MRI scan.
Absolutely. And now, has the upgrade happened already, or is that something that's on the horizon?
No, it hasn't. This upgrade also includes some remodeling at Sheridan Memorial Hospital, and so we're looking probably for April, May, when we will have the new equipment ready to go for the community, and it has not come yet. So we're still in the process of raising funds, and I think there has been a commitment to bring this equipment here, and We'll hopefully finish this up and everything will be ready to go for our staff and our physicians by the end of May.
Absolutely. And you know, you Sheridan Memorial Hospital Foundation claims, you know, philanthropy at its best, healthcare in rural Wyoming, how philanthropy positively impacts community care in Sheridan Memorial Hospital. Kind of fill us in on how exactly it does have those positive impacts.
Well, really, our hospital is self-supporting. We're a county hospital, and so when we look at the specialty areas of service which are available to our community and region here through our hospital, many of those have been made possible through philanthropy. And I, since I've been at the hospital for 20 years, I look at the patient wing, our new emergency department, the Welch Cancer Center, dialysis, the Watt Dialysis Center, our new intensive care unit, as well as some of the programs that we're able to help the hospital with. Those things have all been made significantly easier to bring to Sheridan because of philanthropy and the tremendous support our community gives to help us with those projects.
Absolutely.
When people can be home for their care, it just makes a big difference when possible. We can't have everything here in a rural community, but the things that we've looked at funding and that we've been a part of through the foundation have made a big difference in the lives of the people who are able to stay home, receive their care, and be surrounded by their loved ones and sleep in their own bed when possible.
And Ada, you've actually got some new things happening with breast screening. What can you fill us in on that?
Well, we do. For the past 10 years, this will be our 10th year, we've held an October breast cancer awareness event called The Link. And when we first brought that to, started with that event, we wanted to raise money to bring digital mammography to Sheridan. And that's another one of those technologies that has changed over the years. So these last few years, we've been working hard to raise enough money for new 3D screening mammography. And we just recently installed that equipment, and our physicians are up and using it. And everything's going really well. But we now have a new goal. And even though we've had this event all these years, we haven't really had an impact on the number of screenings, mammography screenings that are going on within our community. And so we really want to encourage women to come in when they meet those suggested requirements for mammography and have that done, because when we can find breast cancer early, the treatment options are better and outcomes are better for the patient. And that's really our big goal with this. So we're looking to encourage women to come in and have their mammograms in 2018. And there's a new video out. It's called 1 in 8. And it's located at SheridanHospital.org if you haven't seen it, or on our Sheridan Memorial Hospital Facebook page. And it's a short video, just tells kind of the story of people in our community and how 1 in 8 women will be diagnosed with breast cancer at some point in their lifetime.
And it is quite amazing that that when you do detect breast cancers in most cancers early on, the survival rate goes up so significantly higher that if you're able to catch it early and detect it early, that you have a much better chance of being able to beat it.
That's absolutely correct.
All right, talking with Ada Curvin here with Sheridan Memorial Hospital. They've got an MRI project going on, new things with breast screening as well. Ada, I want to thank you so much for taking the time on the program here today.
Well, you're welcome, Brady. Thanks for having us, and I encourage anybody that wants to learn more about services at our hospital or how maybe they could get involved with the MRI project to go to SheridanHospital.org, and you'll be able to easily find more information.
All right. Once again, Ada Curvin. Ada, thank you so much.
Thanks, Brady.